The path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Just as you think the worst is over, or at least you have it under control, you get a stone lobbed at you to your head or experience a setback. And as you sit there reeling from the ugliness of someone you thought was your friend or wondering if you're just cursed, it's really tempting to just say the hell with it all and fall back into the pain and the misery. Hi, this is Cheryl Maloney with Simple Steps, Real Change. And on today's show, and this is the sixth in the series on challenges, surviving to thriving, the worst life has to offer, we're going to talk about the beauty of standing up for your happiness. We've been through the worst. What may be happening now is nothing more than minor aftershocks, even though they may be sharp, painful. But you've dealt with the worst, haven't you? You have come through the bankruptcy, the foreclosure, the divorce, the death, the job loss. That was the worst life has to offer. The rest of this stuff is aftershocks. It's people throwing stones. It's things that you didn't expect to experience. But you have been through the worst. You can deal with anything that comes at you right now. I want to talk first about this, and it's about the stones that other people in your life decide to lob at you. And there's a great quote, and I've heard this from multiple sources, so I'm not going to tell you who said it. A strong person is one who can build a foundation with the bricks that others have thrown at them. And as you're going through the worst life has to offer, you lost your job, you lost your spouse, you lost your money. There are people in your life who are going to want to make you feel bad about it. And they're just going to be sarcastic or snotty or petty. And you've dealt with some really ugly stuff. The last thing that you expected to deal with was with people that are going to try and make you feel worse or feel less about yourself. Now, when Jack was going through cancer treatment, and this is obviously a very hard time in our life, I had a person I considered a really trusted friend. And in the course of this, I was struggling with, I used to say, for every pound Jack lost in radiation, I gained it. And my friend, so to speak, one day said, well, you're always going to be fat. And with everything that I was going through, to have a friend say that to me just threw me into the depths of depression. I was already dealing with everything that Jack was going through, and I did not expect someone that I trusted to lob that stone at my head. When I told Jack about it, he was incredibly angry, as angry as I was upset. And like we used to say, with friends like that, who needs enemies? This person showed her true colors that day, and it was the day that I made the decision not to allow anyone in our lives at all who was unkind or couldn't understand what we were going through. Are you willing to do that for yourself too? Are you willing to stand up for your own happiness and to let go of the people that are just happy to throw stones at you because they make you feel worse? And they think they make themselves feel better. When you've been through the worst life has to offer, it changes you. You hopefully have realized that life is too short to be around people who compound your stress and your pain. It's easier when these people are friends or relatives that you don't live around. If they live in your same house or they're your close family, it can be harder. But you get to make the choice of whether you're going to be around people that are going to make you feel worse. Now, I want to say this is a relative term. You can't feel any way unless you choose it. But you also know that there are people that matter in your life and what they say to you has some weight. But when it's someone that's an acquaintance in your life or like me, someone you thought was a friend, and they're that hurtful, are you willing to step up for yourself? Say, I'm not going to take this anymore. I've been through crap. I'm using that word instead of another one. I've been through crap. I don't need to put up with this from the people in my life. Now, I know you've heard the phrase, we teach people how to treat us. And if we take the hurtful words without saying something about it, without doing something about it, we're telling them that how they're treating us is okay. But in the first simple step I want to talk about, we're going to talk about being kind. Last week, we talked about being humble. And kind goes with it, all right? If you're a Tim McGraw fan, it's humble and kind. When someone makes a comment that is hurtful and it's directed at the worst life experience you're trying to put behind you, it's easy to lash out. But if you want to teach them how to treat you and you want to stay in that more positive focused mindset, which will help you more than it's going to help anyone else, here's a good way to respond to them. Start from the opinion or the position that their intentions were good. Now, I know that's not always the case, but we're going to start that way because we're starting by being kind. And say, I know you care. I'm trying to keep the perspective, however, that your words that are coming from you aren't meant to be hurtful to me, but they are. And I really wish that you could be kinder to me. I'm going through a lot and I need your support, not your criticism. If you're dealing with a loved one, and I love this phrase more than anything, I know you love me and you care for me, but your words are hurtful. I am trying to put this experience behind me. Go back to what we talked about last week about being humble. I know I may not have made the best decisions in my past, but I've learned from them, and I hope that you can support me as I move forward positively in my future. You've taken the higher road. This is where grace comes in. Again, that conversation that we had last week. You put out there that you're thinking the best of them, even though what they said to you didn't come across that way. You're going to think the best of them, and you're going to say that to them. I need you to be supportive. I need you to understand that I've been through stress. I love you, and I know you love me. However, your words are hurtful, and I need your support, not your criticism. Now, you may have to say this a few times to them because, like anything, there is no such thing as once and done when it comes to dealing with people and emotions. At work, we call it the 7 times 7 ways. It takes 7 times to learn something. Sometimes it takes 7 different ways of saying it to get a message across to someone. And when you've been through the worst life has to offer and you're dealing with people that are being harsh to you, sometimes what they're trying to do is to help you in the only way they know how. And it comes across as being hurtful. It comes across as being harsh, but that may not have been their intent. So when you take that approach off the bat, you're not automatically getting into an argument and you're not beating your stress up and making your stress higher because you're coming from a place of love. You're coming from a place of kindness. But again, you may have to repeat yourself over and over again. Be patient. If after a while, however, you keep saying the same thing and they're not listening or they're not respecting you, you have to decide what you're willing to do. Some of these folks in your life will say, if you had just listened to me, you wouldn't have married, you wouldn't have, you know, lost X, Y, and Z, you wouldn't be financially drained. If you had just listened to what I told you, they seem to think that They have a right to tell you how to live your life. I can guarantee you the people that say those things to you don't have a perfect life. They're deferring their feelings on you because they don't feel good about themselves. And if they make you feel worse about yourself, they seem to think they're going to feel better. There are people like that. You don't have to listen to them. They don't have a right to tell you how to live their life, to live your life. They can do whatever they want with theirs. But these are the kind of folks that all that kindness may not always work. And when that kind approach doesn't work to someone and they continue or even escalate their harshness, you need to be able to stand up to them even stronger. I'm going to say this again. You have come through the worst life has to offer. And that's been a hard road for you. Standing up to a harassing person or a bully who's trying to tell you how to lead your life, you can handle that. You've been through the worst. You can handle this person. If you stand up to them, you're going to surprise them. And you're also going to diffuse them. Now, your statement may sound something like this, and you'll notice a little bit of different tone. I've asked you to be supportive, and you continue to harp on me. I'm doing what's best for me, and while I understand you don't agree or support me, I'm asking you to respect that this is my life. If you can't be nicer to me, then know that I will not engage in this type of conversation with you. Now, that's a powerful statement of you standing up for yourself. And right now, you're a strong person. You've been through the crap of life. You've been through the worst. You can stand up for yourself. They will back down. And if they don't, if they choose to keep pushing, I want you to think of two things. The first is, if they are so focused on everything that they think is wrong with your life, they're avoiding something in their own. Because what they're trying to do is a way to make themselves feel more powerful with you because they can't do it with their own personal situation. They have to have something to focus on other than their own life. And the second part of this that is equally as important is you're teaching them how to treat you. And if you stand up for yourself, you're saying, I'm not going to take this anymore. So I'm asking you to support me. And if you can't, then I'm not going to have this conversation with you anymore. Now, this is setting a boundary. And boundaries are really important when you've been through the worst life has to offer. You don't need to put up with the grief from someone else. You've had it with every other part of your life. You've come through the worst. You don't have to put up with their grief. If they continue to harp, change the subject. And they decide they want to lecture you on what you should have done in your marriage or where you should have invested your money or you should have done a different job or whatever the case may be, change the subject. And if they keep dragging you back, keep changing it. And if you get tired of trying to send them in another direction, then it's time to walk away. And you can look at them directly and say, I have asked you repeatedly to be kind. I'm not going to have this conversation with you again. I am done talking with you. This is my life. And then you need to physically walk away, hang up the phone, don't respond to the emails. I am not going to tolerate this type of treatment of me anymore. I've been through enough. I need your support. You don't seem to be willing to give it to me. So our conversation is done. And that's going to do one of two things. That's either going to slap them in the face, which you've tried to do kindly. You know, you started out with kindness. That didn't work. You were a little stronger. That didn't work. And at this point, you're going, I'm not having this conversation with you anymore. I don't need this in my life. I need your support. You're not willing to give it. I don't want to have this conversation with you. There are still going to be others. And again, keep in mind, people are lobbing stones at you because they can't deal with whatever's in their own life. So they want to pick on yours. And the next step in your boundary is to cut off your relationship with them. And I know this is difficult, especially if it's a family member, and especially if it's a family member that's close or a person who has been a good friend for a long time. But you need to be able to say, I'm done. My life is more important than your need to tell me how to live my life. So I'm done. I'm not going to take your calls. I'm not going to respond to your emails. I am not coming over to see you until you decide to treat me with the respect that I deserve. Now, you may not physically say that to someone, but in your mind, in your heart, you're saying to yourself, I deserve better. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. But you have to be willing to stay away. Because if you say you're going to stay away and then you don't, again, you're teaching people how to treat you. And you want them to understand that your happiness is more important than their opinion. And to do that, if they call and they start this conversation, you just say, I'm not having this conversation with you. Goodbye. And you hang up the phone. If you're out and they start the conversation, maybe you're out sitting at a restaurant and they start the conversation and you give them one of those looks like, I told you I'm not going to have this. And they continue, you get up and you leave. That's going to send the strong signal that you're done. They have pushed you way too far. The stones that are lobbed at you by others keep you in this place of negativity. And by deciding your happiness and your future is more important than listening to someone who truly isn't supportive, you've been through the worst life has to offer. You're not taking it anymore. You're done. People can be unkind for a lot of reasons and things that are going on in their own lives. And you can bless them and wish them well, but you don't have to tolerate the behavior. You'll find that those people that are your true friends are going to be taken back by your strength. All of a sudden, they're going to go, whoa, wait a second. She's really important. He's really important in my life. Maybe I need to look at what I'm doing a little differently. You don't need to make excuses for them. My friend that decided to tell me that I was fat in the middle of everything I was going through with my husband, she kind of showed her true colors. She showed me the person she really was. She wasn't a supportive friend. And honestly, I cut my relationship off with her for the most part. And then when my husband died, and she and her husband were good friends with us, allegedly. When my husband died, she didn't even want to come to the funeral. It's like, seriously, you've been in my life for 5 years. We've done things together, and you don't want to even come to his service. Begrudgingly, she showed up. Well, these are people who showed what their true colors were. And honestly, I came to the point in my life where I said, these aren't friends. And that was the end of them being any part of my life. Can you do that for yourself? Can you say for yourself, I'm not going to tolerate this treatment. I deserve more. I want more for my life. You can because you've been through the worst life has to offer. And what we're dealing with now, they're stones, they're aftershocks. You can knock them away. Sometimes you have to repeat what you're saying. You have to seven times, seven ways, tell somebody what's going on. But you can take all those stones that have been lobbed at you. You can deflect them by saying, I'm not going to take this. I'm being kind. I'm not going to entertain this anymore. And you can take that strength that you have shown by saying, no, I deserve better. And that becomes much of your foundation for moving forward with energy and with strength. Because not only have you now lived through the worst life has to offer, you have dealt with every stone that's been thrown at you by saying, I deserve more. And every time you say no to being treated that way by someone, you get stronger. So in some ways, you're giving thanks for the people that threw the stones your way that were unkind and horrible to you. because you became stronger because they showed their true colors. Now, let's take a little bit of time. I want to talk about setbacks. And I call them aftershocks. As someone who lives in an earthquake area, aftershocks. Aftershocks are never as bad as the worst life has to offer. The earthquake's always worse than the aftershocks, although you get really thrown when the aftershocks come and you thought they would be over with. If you've gone through bankruptcy or foreclosure, and I want to talk about this a little bit because financial matters are very different. If you've gone through one of those things, that stays on your credit record for 7 to 10 years. So for 7 to 10 years, you could have the aftershocks of dealing with bankruptcy or foreclosure. Even if you've cleaned up your financial picture and you've been perfect with your credit, your recent credit history is wonderful, something's going to rear its ugly head if you try and buy a car, rent an apartment, apply for a job, get insurance. They look at credit. And you have to know that you're going to deal with those going forward. 7 to 10 years is a long time, and you'll think you've put it behind you, and you'll go, geez, why is this still haunting me? It does. But if you know up front that that's going to happen, you make the arrangements to deal with those things before you need to. So you go out and rent an apartment and you're in there before you go through the foreclosure or the bankruptcy. So you've already got things set in stone. You buy a car if you can, or lease a car if you can. You do those types of things before you have to go through the finalization of your bankruptcy or foreclosure. Then you don't have to think about it for a while. Jack and I had been through a lot of financial issues before he died and then when he died. I went back to work after being unemployed for 6 years, and it was as if I was starting all over again with a clean slate. My slate wasn't clean. The credit union Jack and I had used together, so we had a joint account, wanted to close down those accounts because he had died, and they wanted to open up an account in just my name. Well, that was okay. I understood that. But they wanted to close down my account, our accounts, our joint accounts, before I had access to the money in my own personal account. And I ran into a person at the credit union who said, well, you know what? Just go to a local credit union, get out cash, and pay your rent with cash. And it was about the most uncomfortable situation I ever found myself in. And I just said to her, listen, that doesn't even make sense. And she said, well, if I can do it, you can do it. And I'm closing this account. Well, I can guarantee you within 24 hours, I had taken all of my money and moved it to a different credit union, never to deal with them again. You're going to have situations that come long after the foreclosure, the bankruptcy, the divorce, the death that pop up. But if you can think about, how do I prepare for this? What can I do to diffuse this situation? If I had thought my credit union was going to do that, I would have set something up long before I even told them that my husband had died. Things happen that we don't expect, and those are the aftershocks. But if you step back, and it's hard, when you're going through the worst life has to offer, you're not thinking ahead. But I need you to step back and say, what would your life been if this hadn't happened? Do I have those steps in place? And when you do with that and you prepare for that ahead of time, the aftershock's not as bad. Now, we're nearing the end of the show, so I want to just kind of recap a couple of things. First, ask for kindness in what you need. When people are throwing stones at you, the first thing you need to do is ask them not to. And know that they come from a place of kindness and love. And if that doesn't work, you're going to stand up for yourself. You've been through the worst life has to offer. You can stand up and say to them, I'm not going to take your behavior anymore. And be willing to set that boundary to be secure in yourself. When you deal with setbacks, realize they're minor aftershocks to the worst life has to offer. They're not the worst, and you've been through the worst. Don't allow them to be more than they are. You get to be creative. You have to do things differently. But you know what? You're on the other side of the worst life has to offer. You've survived it, and now it's time to truly thrive. And you're going to do that because you're standing up for yourself. Now, on the next show, we're going to talk about that power within you that you've gained from all of this experience. But until then, let your thoughts be about respecting yourself and honoring your journey. This is Cheryl Maloney. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you next time on Simple Steps, Real Change.